adventurers.
Hello, greetings, adventurers.
Hey, y'all.
I cannot believe.
Okay.
Greetings, adventurers.
Hey, I also didn't expect this number to be real.
Hey,
Greetings, adventurers.
Greetings, adventurers.
Greetings, adventurers.
Hello, everybody.
Greetings, adventurers.
Hey, greetings, adventurers crew.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, all.
Hi.
Greetings, adventurers.
Hey, guys.
Greetings, adventurers.
Hi, everyone.
Greetings, adventurers.
Hey, all.
Greetings, adventurers.
Greetings, adventurers.
Greetings, adventurers.
Greetings, adventurers.
Greetings, adventurers.
Greetings, adventurers.
Hey, y'all. I just want to say.
Greetings, adventurers. I am your co-host, Michael DeMauro. And my pronouns are he, him. With me this week is Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hi, everyone.
And Nika Howard.
Michael, if you're co-hosting, who's the host?
Oh, shit.
We're all co-hosts.
And also, my pronouns are she, her.
Oh, I didn't say
mine.
My pronouns are she, her. What's wrong with this? Well, Michael said that differently. It's his fault.
I got thrown off. I'm a creature of habit.
Yeah. Did you say him now?
My pronouns are she, her.
Unfortunately, Bachman can't be here this week. He's dealing with some family stuff, but he will be back next week.
Yeah.
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 Hi.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I feel like we should tell the people the plan again because...
Yeah, we've forgotten it.
All I've learned from doing podcasts for 100 years is that you can't tell people things enough.
That's so true.
That's actually very true.
So this episode is the last of our interim episodes, meaning we're going to share some lovely words from you, the listeners.
Yeah, we're going to do that. And that's going to be great.
Yeah.
And then we're going to, after this episode, next week, we're going to start on Fred's campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I don't, do we have a name for it?
Shit.
Fred's campaign. Cool campaign.
Fred's chaos campaign.
Oh, I see right here. It's the piss crew.
I did ask our artist for my character to give him a little bib that says I drink piss.
What?
No.
I drink goes the pee-pee.
It sounds like it's called The Hook. The greatest archaeological find in the current known history of Kerberos.
Oh.
No, we don't have a name.
I think we haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
He says,
anyway,
take magical items comparable to the level, but no one agrees on that.
No, no one does agree.
Well, what would you say it is, Michael?
None.
No!
None.
So, like, the cool thing is that my assumption after reading the background is it's going to be like a dungeon-y thing,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to play with a stress mechanic. Boo! Oh, no!
It's a little spooky. Get spooked.
I see 30 eyeballs. Roll stress.
Ouch. Ah, I'm stressed.
I'm stressed. I'm gonna friggin'.
I'm so stressed out.
I gotta slam the surge relief.
I gotta jack off.
How is. I'm gonna talk to Fred. I don't think he can do it. I don't think he can do this. He's too pleasant. His voice is too
nice.
Soothing. He's never gonna stress us out. We're just gonna be like. Oh.
I want him to try to stress me out. Do it. That's a challenge, Fred. Stress me out.
The hamper is full of unfolded laundry.
No! Okay, that is annoying.
Yeah.
Why would you leave it unfolded? It's going to get wrinkled.
Fred's
in the chat. He said it's called Squid Game. No.
Squid Game.
I'm so stressed.
So that's going to be like 8 to 10 episodes, we think.
Yeah.
Which should take us, if you're... caught up, which, you know, it's okay if you're not caught up, but if you're caught up, it'll probably bring us into around January
2022.
Oh my mm-hmm. god.
Whoa. Fucked
and
up.
Then we will kick off our second campaign,
and that is called piss.
Yeah.
And that is called I love to drink the pee-pee.
We mm-hmm. love to drink the pee-pee. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called.
We're all gonna meet to, like, you know, work out things together, but
we never do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking of maybe I really shouldn't spring this on live TV like we are
no,
right now.
People crave that.
I'm excited.
I was thinking about doing like maybe like a Patreon stream or two where I'm just like working on some world building
stuff.
Oh, that would
cool.
Yeah,
people would lose their goddamn
minds. Can we watch, or is that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're going to do it together. I think you were going to do it
like for Patreon.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying you guys have to do that with me. I don't know if we need to air that.
But you will be aware. It won't be a secret to us.
Yeah. We should talk about that. One of the ideas that we talked about recently, we can easily make this happen.
Oh, nice. Wonderful.
Hell yeah.
Wonderful.
I'm winking. Yeah, I'm very excited. Nika and I know the names of our characters, apparently, and that's very fun. The art for my Fred Guy campaign is so goddamn good.
So good. It's really good.
We'll announce all that stuff later.
Do you know what it almost looks like to me? He looks like kind of a Naruto character a little bit.
I could see that. I could see that.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if that guy showed up. Like, this dude's here from this village. He's crazy.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely one of the filler guys, for sure. But yeah, no, this is the listener sode. Do you want to give away dice now, or do you want to wait a little bit?
Might as well. Yes.
Okay.
One of the things that we're going to work out together is we're probably going to change up the format just a tiny bit with some stuff.
20-minute episodes, one character each.
Use what we've learned from the past fucking 9 years.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What did we learn?
But it will be to make the experience better for you, the listener, right? Like, that's what we're going to shoot for.
Now that we know what we're doing more.
Yeah, who cares about us?
I care.
9-hour episodes. All in character, no side talk.
I guess I have to leave the podcast.
Let's do some friggin' dice.
All right.
We might move that to the end.
Yeah.
That's what I'm pitching. If it's still in the beginning, then that means we either forgot or I got shot down so hard. It's one of those two.
Yeah. I think
the reason we don't do that is we're afraid we're going to forget.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but I guess if we made it part of the routine would get used
to. And the chat would remind us.
I think the chat would let us.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We have like 20 minutes of the episode left. You haven't done this yet. Like, we know. any damn way. We do. Oh, I didn't say thank you to all the people that subscribe.
I'll do it
at the end. I'm sorry. We're all out of sorts. You can go to dieharddice.com and peruse the delicious dice there. And if you find some that tickle your fancy, you can enter the offer code Dragons with an exclamation mark, and that will get you 15% off, and we get a little kissy on the side. Those of you in Twitch, you have a chance by saying #slabber to go ahead and win one of those beautiful sets of dice.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Sweet.
And blah, 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 blah. Thank you so much, Pope Grizzly 23, for winning. Pope Grizzly, congrats. You have won the delicious Die Hard die.
They're so yummy.
The juicy, delicious Die Hard dice.
They are not juicy.
Fucking.
You must have got bad ones.
All right. So the way that we're going to do this is, I think the best way is to treat it sort of like how we do the reviews. Mm-hmm. We all have this Google Doc and we'll just go in order and read it. And then, you know.
And we'll react.
I have enjoyed your podcast for so fucking long. Y'all are amazing. I started listening and I caught up right at the point when you announced you were coming to Portland, but you had long since left Portland and I was very sad, and I know you'll probably never come back, but you all are so fucking amazing. What an incredible journey it's been, and to the next slab.
Anyways, I'll go first. Thank you so much, everyone.
This podcast has meant so much to me, and it's definitely a bittersweet ending. But I'm so happy that, you know, it's only the end of the first campaign and it's going to keep going and I'll still get to, you know, have a goofy laugh with my fake internet friends. Seriously, thank you so much for making this podcast and for fostering a beautiful community. Yeah, I didn't really think that it would be as big a part of my life as it is when I first started listening, but it's seen me through some tough times. And I am so glad to have this opportunity to let y'all know how important this podcast is to me.
This first one is from Ariel S. They say, "Greetings, adventurers. I've been listening to your podcast for about 8 years now and want to let you know I love you all. And I feel like you are friends. Aww. Whenever I'm feeling really sad, I listen to episode 50, the greatest love story ever told, where Tom steals Blood Drinker.
Yes.
I also love listening to the episode where everyone gets so sloppy. The editor had to splice in a forewarning. Thank
Which
you
one was
for
that?
Taking me." It's like one... Some 20, I don't know. It was 87. I don't remember.
It was in like the first third of our career, I think.
Well, I will probably never listen to it because I'm like, I don't know. I can't.
I think I listened to it once and it wasn't that bad, but it is embarrassing because I know that I'm drunk.
And apparently, people love it. Yeah. So,
the people, anyways. thank you for taking me on your bonkers adventures. Keep it dicey. Ariel M, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Thank you so much.
I am a high school senior calling from Nebraska. I started listening to your podcast, walking home from school in my freshman year. It really got me through those walks. I've based all of the characters that I build now almost entirely off of the way Bachman does his. I absolutely admire the comedy that he's able to get into, the way that he plays the characters while still being able to keep things serious.
I just want to say this podcast has absolutely been the light of my life since I've discovered it. The adventures these players go on are absolutely magical and have inspired me to go on some of my own. Keep doing your thing and keep it dicey.
So Travis V says, I've been listening to you guys since 2018, and I'm just overwhelmed at how entertaining and hilarious you guys are. Emotional, too. I've loved every minute. Please never stop.
Oh, wow.
We have no plans of stopping. Like we said, we're not even taking a freaking break, bro.
Yeah, legally.
We're jumping right into another campaign.
I mean, we're never going to record together again, but we're going to keep playing games.
We're going to keep gaming. Yeah.
Yeah, we're recording all of our parts separately.
It's in our contract.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're like those actors that like won't act in the same scene together because they hate each other.
Yeah.
They just like splice it in.
Hey, it's Joe from Kansas. I just wanted to call in and say I can't believe I've been listening to you guys for this long. I started listening on a weekend when I started my job I'm working at now, and I was just a peon, and now I'm a department head. And you guys have kind of carried me through that journey, and it's been great. I got a Twitch because of you guys, and so much more. GeeklyCons have been a blast. I can't wait till they resume. Let's go.
This is Megan from Columbus, and you all are awesome.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Patrick says, "Hail and well met, Patrick Professor PFM here. Just want to say thank you for everything you have done that you don't realize you did. By getting not only me, but thousands of people, maybe even more, into D&D and other podcasts. If it wasn't for you all and this amazing podcast that you've created together, I do not know where I would be right now. You all inspired me so much to create my own over at Misfits Guide to Adventuring, and that spawned into Cast of Many Things, where we play a bunch of different RPGs and TTRPGs from all sorts of creators around the world. Michael, Tim, Jennifer, Mike, and Mika, thank you with all of my heart. Can't wait to see what is next. Sincerely, Patrick."
Patrick, you're in the chat right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
I've listened to y'all for, I think, 6 years now, and y'all have seen me through some really tough times, definitely the most of which was I had a job where I would drive for 8 to 10 hours a day, and in that time, my grandmother passed away. And in that situation, it's really hard to think about anything other than what's going wrong. And so I would just put on Greetings Adventures because I was still had a bunch to catch up on and laugh along with you guys. And it was amazing. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for all of the awesome content, for all of the amazing podcasts, all the other shows that you've created, and the community you've grown. It's fantastic. And I'm sad campaign one is over, but I'm so excited to see what comes next. So thank you so much, guys.
I am so grateful for this podcast. I found you guys back in 2014 when I was a miserable college freshman at a school that I hated, and I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, obviously. You guys, I listened to you to learn how to play D&D. You made me laugh so much, and D&D since has brought me so many amazing friends and been such a huge part of my partner and I's life. So I'm grateful that I learned how to play from the best, and I've come all the way from there, and now I'm a registered nurse, and I'm so happy, and I love that I've had you guys to laugh with all along the way, and you've brought me so much joy and comfort. So I am so just happy to be leaving this message, and I can't wait to see what Campaign 2 brings us. So thank you guys so much.
Danigel. That's how I like to pronounce it. It says, "Hello, my name is Dan, formerly from formerly known as CCL.
I think it's Checha. I think that's right.
And I'm from Slovenia, which is where all of my personal confusion comes from."
Yes.
"I drew a few fan arts that were used for episode covers. In fact, randomly, it was 191 and 292. So when 393 rolled around, I asked if you could use mine as well to keep my streak, and you did."
Hell yes. That, I mean, I love a coincidence like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, nothing is a coincidence. Everything happens for a reason.
It's meant to be.
So true. And then he says a lot of really nice stuff. He's a sculptor.
Cool.
Started his own podcast with some other European geeklies.
What?
Dice Out Now Game. So, he actually came to Geek.
Yeah, no, we hung out.
Read the rest of that story.
Yeah, read the rest. It's funny.
"The Geekly community has also given me a lot of friends, and GeeklyCon gave me a reason to go to America, which I never thought would happen before. I don't know if you remember, but I came to the party at Tim and Jennifer's place after DC19.
That's right, because there were people in town.
It was fun. I hope I didn't weird you out too much."
Oh, literally our apartment.
Yeah, no.
I was like,
hotel
room.
Yeah, when we went to the brewery that time and then people came back to our apartment.
Was I there for that? I don't remember.
You weren't there. This was in Boston. This was after GeeklyCon. We were back in Boston.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
"You are all very good people, and I'm so happy you got to spend the last 6 years of my life with you in my life. Here's to many more. Love you all, Dan."
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you so much, nice. Dan. Now I remember.
Yes.
Mally here. I've been listening for, I can't even remember how long. You have helped me get through some shitty times, especially working in the middle of a pandemic. And I absolutely have adored you guys' first campaign. I'm looking forward to seeing what else you do next.
It's your old pal, Mike Irvin. You've completed your first campaign and changed so many of our worlds because of it. Congratulations on this momentous achievement. I've known Michael for a very long time, and I remember when the show was first launching and he shared some inside baseball with me at that time. What you had was special from day one, and it's only grown as the community you've built has grown around it as well. You should be proud of not only how much you've entertained us, but how much you've inspired us to be better people. I appreciate how frankly each of you has talked about your own struggles with mental health, LGBTQ+ issues, toxicity in fan bases, and much more. Kudos to you for doing that while not forgetting how to have fun. You should also be proud of how much you've inspired others to create. Thank you for letting me consistently make you argue in your mailbag episodes by sending in dumb questions. Cake versus pie will never truly be over as long as we're all still eating. Thank you for all of the treasured memories we've had over the years. I miss you all and look forward to seeing you again in person soon. I'll bring the Gouda and curds.
Ryan H. says, hey gang, I don't want to talk your ear off, but I thought I'd tell you the impact of your podcast had on my life. I used to play some D&D when I was a kid, and I was a huge fan of sci-fi slash fantasy growing up. I'm 39 now, and life had convinced me that I shouldn't enjoy stuff, so I put it away. Anyway, I first discovered you guys in 2016 when my girlfriend started listening to you and told me I should give you a try. I was inspired to try firing my own campaign, but I don't have enough friends with space in their schedule, so it didn't work out.
That's always the problem. It's hard.
But the world-building NPC work I'd done turned into just for fun book project that I started writing in 2017 called The Fist Fighter. Anyways, I'm just now finishing up my second novel, The Journeyman Witch, which is also the thesis project for my MFA in creative writing. I'm writing for my shiny new school. In 2015, I was at my absolute lowest and was just struggling to find the will to get out of bed in the morning. Finding you guys rekindled my love of fantasy, writing, reading, and life in general. I appreciate everything you do, and I just wanted you all to know the impact your work has on your fans. I'm also glad none of you have gone milkshake. You seem just to get cooler the more we get to know you.
We're trying. We're trying our best not
give
to
us time. Give us time.
No, I feel like this is the kind of review that always gets me like a little misty because it's like, oh my God, are you me? Really?
I'm just like, oh, these are just words. This
is like, whoa, you have to let yourself to feel.
I just have to,
emotions.
After every single sentence, I'm just like, wow, cringe.
I just slapped him in his titty to make him feel emotion.
What creative listeners we have, though.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I think that's, I don't know, that's the nice thing about, like, when I need inspiration, I go to art that I enjoy. So it makes me happy that people could be doing the same thing with us. And like, I feel like probably all of us have our podcasts that are our like security blankets that we listen to. And it's like, oh, thank God I have this. And yeah, the idea of being that to other people is crazy.
Mm-hmm. I've been listening to you guys since my freshman year of high school, and I'm currently a sophomore at university. This first campaign has been extremely wild and an emotional time listening to episode 426. And I just want to say thank you. It's been crazy. I still never forgiven Michael for killing Bananas Foster. Forever will be my favorite character.
I feel like it's only been a short time since it literally has. Wow, it's carried me through some crazy times, especially missing out on my marriage, the birth of my child. I'm glad to be a part of this. Glad to have listened to this podcast. I'm glad to be an active listener and viewer on the Twitch stream. Go Tower Gray. So glad they made it. And I really hope that the next group of adventurers will take us to even greater and wackier places.
Walker says, hello, my favorite D&D podcast. I can't believe that your campaign is finally coming to an end. Even though I only started listening a couple years ago, I'm so glad I found this podcast. You guys are such a huge inspiration for me, and I've definitely stolen a couple of things from my own campaign, which just wrapped up after 69 sessions. Nice.
Perfect.
We've mostly had to play over Zoom, but for our one and only in-person session, I ran a holiday special where they were pitted against the devious devil, Kevin McAllister. Yes.
Nice.
Surprisingly, in spite of being shot in the junk with a BB gun a bunch of times, my players did not want to kill him. And I reminded him when the opportunity presented itself, they even summoned him from hell so that he could fill their spaceship with booby traps to thwart invaders.
I mean,
he basically became a mascot NPC after that. That is
I love that.
Wonderful. That's awesome. Alternate universe, Kevin McAllister is alive. He has friends.
Didn't get one shot with an arrow in the neck.
Yeah.
Also, much like the Atlanta Falcons, my table had a very hard time coming up with a name for their adventuring company. After about a year of indecision, they landed on Deep Blood Murder.
That's good.
Which is also what they named their spaceship. I love what you guys do so much, and I'm definitely going to keep listening and stealing stuff from my table. If your characters show up as NPCs, is there anything you would want them to say to a group of young adventurers? Aw, thanks for being my greatest inspiration. Here's another 9 years of GapCast. Sincerely, Walker. P.S. If any of the Blood Murder crew ever hear this, you better give these guys a 5-star rating and review, or I will turn your bones into jelly. You better listen to your DM.
What would you want your characters to say for people
to young adventurers?
Plop them.
Would you like to buy into this XRS franchise?
Please help me. I am losing. I'm hemorrhaging money.
For but a wee investment, you could be turning profits on sweet, sweet egg salad sandwiches.
Toby would just be like, if you don't have a wizard, then bring three extra pairs of underwear and 5 extra pairs of socks.
I think that if like one of my characters, like, I think that Ludra would give the advice to really prioritize your friends and your relationships.
Date the party members.
Yeah. Date your party members. I wasn't thinking that, but honestly, Eludra might say that.
Fuck your party and don't die.
We can only assume that whatever advice Bachman's character gave would eventually kill the party.
Yeah, you'll have a good time, but then you'll be dead.
It's something like always turn left or like, I don't know.
That's
it
a good
would
one.
Be something.
Yeah.
Something wild.
Yeah.
It's Jade from the Netherlands, and I am calling in because your podcast has done so much for me. I found it 2.5 years ago, and I started listening, and I went through it in, 2.5 years. And it's been there when I was doing my cleaning job. It's been there when I started teaching. It's been there when I was done teaching. It's been there when I started my transition. And it's been an amazing ride, and it's been amazing to hear you all develop as podcasters, but also the wacky stories that you took us on. So I'm really looking forward to the next campaign, and thank you for creating this awesome, awesome podcast.
Hi, this is Michael from Nashua, New Hampshire. I started listening about 3.5 years ago when I started working from home. The secondhand creativity has been great for me. Like, I've made a water skin that was inside of a ferret, the Toby Treacle doll. I ran a campaign based on some of the holiday episodes where I had little bits of cranberry jelly to make, a crimson cube that I just jammed right over top of the miniatures when it was their time to be enveloped. It's been a great time. Thanks, and looking forward to the next one.
Let's see. Zoe, I found this podcast in 2018 when I moved to a new country to do my master's, and I was completely alone. I found you guys, and the hours of conversations and gameplay filled my apartment. I would have episodes downloaded for train rides, for grocery trips, and would listen on my way to work laughing to myself. I felt so connected to every cast member and have been absorbed by the wonderful storytelling and through listening. I got into Cast of Thrones, subscribed to Dear Internet's Patreon, watched lots of Happy Hell Hour, and try to support each of you in any way that I can.
That's so nice.
We love that. I know that I don't know any of you, but all of you have been there for me in such a crazy time in my life when you were the only consistency. It's crazy to know it's ending, but I know you'll keep making content, and I can't wait to dive into the next project with you. Okay, bye. Love all you, Zoe. We love you too,
Zoe. Thank you, Zoe.
Last episode.
This is Will, just wanting to call, say hi, and say thanks for the amazing show. I started this show when I was a hospice social worker and I needed something to listen to because I was driving across like all of the state and I've had a really really rough go of it a lot of days, and y'all really helped me get through that. So I just wanted to say thanks for that, and without getting into it too much, one of the hardest days I ever had, I got in the car and I was like, what am I gonna do after helping a family whose loved one wasn't dying well, and I just needed some sort of a break, and that was the freaking Bananas Fosters episode was the next one I was on, and it was a much needed break that I needed, but y'all also inspired me to catch up with my friends and start a start a campaign, and I'm gone from having barely any idea what D&D was to being a DM. So thanks. Keep it up.
It's really easy to get caught up in how serious and urgent life is, and this podcast has been a huge reminder that there's still a place in this world for creativity and for silliness and ultimately happiness. All of the good chaos of Drunkeros means the world to so many people. So to Michael, to Jennifer, to Tim, Nika, Bachman, David, and most importantly to the chat, thank you. That was one hell of an arc. What a community. I can't wait to see what's next.
This next one is from Kieran B.
I think it's from Mark.
I think it's pronounced Mark.
Oh, yeah, it says Mark. Sorry. How do I get that? That's switched up.
He gets that all the time, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And you have to read his email upside down.
I'll read it in my best New Zealand accent.
I'm scared.
Hey everyone, I really wanted to send a voice message, but with the whole being in New Zealand thing, I couldn't figure it out. I've listened to this show for about 5 years, and I think it's safe to say...
This sincere message!
This is like New Zealand Bernie Sanders.
Alright, I think it's safe to say that it's changed my life. It got me back into D&D, it inspired me to make my own podcast... And it made me want to travel 8,000 miles to meet a bunch of nerds from the internet I'd only ever tweeted at. And enriched all of our lives as well.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's right.
There's something truly profound about being in a community where you feel seen, understood, and connected. The resulting community around this show honestly made me feel less alone than I had in years. The friendships I made, the things I've done, the person I've become. I can't help but contribute some of that to this show and yourselves. From the bottom of my heart, thank you a million times, and I wish with every fiber of my being that I get to see you in person again someday. Congratulations on 9 years of joy. I'm so proud of you.
No.
Aww, that's so nice.
You're
happy
to come back to visit us.
Yeah.
And you're coming back, Kieran.
Yeah.
You're gonna do it.
That's not a choice.
Kind of felt like a goodbye email.
It's not a big deal. Just fly here from New Zealand.
There can't be that many variant strains, right? They're running out of letters. Kieran, thank you so much. Also, thank you for being part of the team in many ways, right?
Yes, by handling. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, a foaming tankard.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I forgot about that.
Does our YouTube stuff.
Yeah, and he's the YouTube maven.
No, Kieran is a very important part of the Geekly community, and he's awesome.
Yeah, I'm the other person that has a nicer butt than me, and I don't. It's okay.
When I first found this podcast, I was like, wow, I'm going to France for spring break. This is going to be really boring. So while I was seeing all the sights as little freshman me, I was like, why is Jayla talking to dragons? Like she's a Visco girl. Anyway, that's my little experience. Have a great day. I love you guys so much. You've made me so happy.
This is Kyle Meyer. I just wanted to say thank you for all that you guys have done. This has been an amazing campaign to listen to, and you guys have helped me through a lot of rough patches, but the laughs and even just the moments of just deep emotional growth on your show. Just wanted to say thank you and shout out to all of you. You guys are a wonderful, amazing crew, and you're editing crew and cast and all that. They're props. You guys are amazing. Thank you.
Josh Holt says, tabletop RPGs are such a big part of my life now, and I never would have given them a chance before listening to you fine folks. Congratulations on this epic run. Thanks for all the laughs, Josh.
Thank you guys so much for everything you've put out into the world. It's crazy to say, but I started listening 5 years ago right when I got out of college and was bored at work. We just started playing D&D. I had no idea how to play. I wanted a podcast that wasn't too intense and was just a bunch of friends hanging out, and I struck gold. You guys struck gold too. 5 years later, you guys are finishing. I'm the forever DM, and I've got you guys to thank. You guys should be proud of what you did. It's an amazing accomplishment, and, you know, well done. You guys weren't only my first D&D podcast, you were my first podcast ever, and I know I'm not the only one. So thanks again.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from Maryland. And I just wanted to thank you for all the hours of adventure.
I've been listening to you guys for years now, gone through at least 3 times. My fiance is also hooked, and we were able to together get into a D&D game thanks to our mutual interest formed from you guys. Love what you're doing. Keep it up. I know this second campaign will be just as good as the first. You guys are the best, and keep it dicey.
Next one from Michael C. says, I'm not sure if this will reach you in time or if it's too long, but if not, well, it's not, I'm reading it.
Take that.
Let me first start by saying congratulations. You've all done something incredible with this one. That being said, as much as we're celebrating you today, this one's kind of about me, so if you don't mind. In today's Watch Mojo video, I'll be ranking the top 3 influences, impacts, greetings, and ventures had on my life. At number 3, we have the increased amount of bandwidth that was used by my shitty Canadian internet. I can't believe you would make something so enjoyable. I'd spend countless hours engaged in a story and countless days with his community. 5 out of 10. Coming in at number 2, I know too many people now. I'm not mad about it in the slightest. I just have to remember too many birthdays and names. Enriching my dang life with nice people? Sheesh. 7 out of 10. And finally, at number 1, you were always there when I needed it. Just right there for a fun time when I could use it the most. This campaign was a reliable source of joy, and my life has been enriched ever since. 10 out of 10. So to Michael, Nika, Tim, Jennifer, Botman, and David, thank you. I've loved every second, and I look forward to campaign 2. From your friendly neighborhood, filth human, Michael, thank you so much. Michael, also a great part of the community. Love to, yeah, to get a commentary on Dead by Daylight and get mm-hmm. horror movie recommendations mm-hmm. from Michael.
Yeah. Play video mm-hmm. games with him like every day.
Yeah.
Michael is too cool, I feel like.
I agree.
I don't know. I don't think I can meet them in real life. They're too cool.
So I do love that, actually.
He hates this.
No, I just feel like, in general, I do feel like I'm always really pleasantly surprised by how cool our fans are in general.
Yeah.
You're a cool, funny person. Like, we can hang out and have a drink together and just, like, shoot the shit about whatever.
I'm a weird, anxious person who stays in my house all the time. And, like, people are, like, doing cool shit all the time. So, cool people. Human filth is cool people.
Human filth.
This is Silence. I'm the one that Tim reached out to start running the out of context quotes, and I just wanted to leave a message saying that I'm so insanely proud of you guys. It's a blessing. Can't wait for campaign 2.
Man, I have listened to this show through so many seasons of my life, from starting off in my big first corporate job to losing my brother and my nephew, to moving and moving and moving again and having children, and seeing you all evolve alongside my own evolution is kind of mind-blowing. And I feel like this particular show, among all the shows that I listen to, I keep coming back to it because you all have changed and you've grown and you have been better for it. There's no other show that I've heard that's quite like it, that captures the energy, the creativity, the inspiration, and just the friendship, as well as this show does. Gripping, serious notes to off-the-wall, insane, laughing my ass off moments I will never forget. And I will be ever thankful for the Greetings Adventurers / Drunks and Dragons podcast for giving me happiness a little bit each week. Thank you.
Oh, this is so, okay. Well, this is fun. This is Tom. This is Tom. I know Tom. Hey, y'all. Congratulations on finally wrapping up on an incredibly entertaining campaign after nearly a friggin' decade. That's insane. I've been on this crazy ride since first discovering the podcast around 2017, and I couldn't be happier with it. I've even used Michael's, excuse me, well, he said thrifties and then he said throfties. I was editing it for Michael. Thrifties template for skill challenges in my own campaign 3 times now. And each time everybody loved it and thought it was a very novel mechanic that forced them to think outside of the box. I will definitely be doing it again when the story calls for it. Kudos to Michael for coming up with that and for inspiring me and countless others, I'm sure. You guys are the best. Thank you very much for all the laughs. And I cannot wait to see what y'all come up with next. Whatever it is, as long as the Gapcast crew is involved, I have no doubt it will be delightful. Hail Satan and sly flourish, baby. Woo!
Just for the record,
I was like,
skill challenges were a 4E thing. And then the guys from Critical Hit, not the other one, the guys from Critical
Hit. Critters, yeah.
The guys from Critical Hit did an even better version. And then I like to think that we just continue the evolution because ours is like super freeform.
Yeah.
So yes, it's a little bit of a tweak, but it is absolutely not a thing that I invented.
But you did invent Hailing Satan. That is
you
true.
Did it the best.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we do it the best.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Emily. I'm from Olympia, Washington. I was calling because you guys literally introduced me to D&D. I listened when I would be walking to class in college. I had a 30-minute walk to class, and then at the end of the day, a 30-minute walk back home. So I would bust out an episode a day. Once I got all caught up, I didn't know what to do the other days of the week while I was walking to class. And I have a D&D group. I play a rogue elf named Tinker. I have been thoroughly inspired by several of your characters. I just wanted to say thank you for introducing me to such an incredible community and such a fun thing to do with a solid group of friends. You guys have made me laugh. You've made me cry. Every Monday, I refresh my Spotify as fast as I can because I can't watch on Twitch because I'm on the West Coast and you guys are not on the West Coast. So by the time you're streaming, I'm still at work. So I just wait patiently for my turn to listen. Thank you for all of the really great, amazing, fun hours. I'm really going to miss this campaign. I'm excited to see what comes next for you guys. Thanks for all the adventures.
Hey, y'all. Ken in Tennessee here. Listening to the last episode, headphones on, making dinner for my wife, about minute 95. Thinking for the millionth time about what I'd say, and unthinkingly blurted out, thank you. Thank you for all you've given us. Thank you for the opportunity to say thank you, and thank you for fighting the good fight. Love you.
Adam R. says, your podcast has always felt more real than a bunch of other D&D podcasts, and oddly enough, it's not a competition. And oddly enough, my favorite episode ended when Harper died.
Wait, no,
come back. It reminds people that player death is a possibility and can make a genuinely interesting storyline. It seemed different than, say, the deaths of Tom and Tom. It seemed more sudden, and it changed a lot of things. It also gave Tim another opportunity for character creation, personally my favorite part. I think Tim has been asked what he would do differently about the situation in the past, but maybe he could talk about it briefly. Oh. From Adam in Canada.
I would have done anything differently, you know?
I do feel like it did work out. It's hard for me to even think about the campaign without Toby being in it now.
Right.
Like, Toby is, like, such a main character. Yeah. And I love Toby.
Yeah.
Like, no. I loved Harper, too, but the idea that Toby might not have existed makes me sad.
Yeah, you know, if there was a way to somehow spread the blame, that would be helpful, but besides that, you know.
I mean, shit happens, you know?
It happens.
I feel like everyone's character switches happened at very appropriate times. Like, nothing seems like, no one's character seems like they died too early. Everyone's character died just when they were supposed to do, especially Bananas.
Yeah. Yeah, and Harper's the only one that was, like, not pre-planned, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
So that was, we didn't know going into it. I mean, of course, Michael, like we said the other day, touched base with me about it. And I thought it was fun and cool. And I was happy with whatever, because I would get attention regardless. And I enjoy making new characters, like they said. So happy about all of it all around. Well, I miss him. I do miss him a lot.
Well, but you can bring him back. We've got the multiverse. We've got Kevin McAllister is alive in someone's campaign. Wow,
okay.
That's true.
I mean,
that's
listen. True. This is what happened in JoJo. They just were like, okay, Arc 7, we're just in a different universe now.
Dio's
everything's
back.
Different. Dio's here, but he's a dinosaur. Jesus is here.
Okay.
I cannot believe how long it's been. You guys are amazing. Thank you for everything you've done. This is Johnny. You might know me online at Solvent Bubbles. Love you guys.
My name is Eugenia, and I'm from California. And I just really wanted to thank you guys for all the hard work you've put into the podcast. I've been listening since 2016 when I was in my sophomore year of college. I was having a really hard time, but listening to you guys always helped me calm down. And I've been through a lot of ups and downs with depression, anxiety, all that fun stuff. But honestly, listening to your podcast anytime helps me calm down once I hear that theme song and I hear everyone's intros. Everything just feels right, and it's been such a blessing to be able to rely on you guys to feel better, and I always smile and laugh. I'm so excited to see what comes next, and thanks for everything. You guys have helped so many people, including me, and actually I got my first job last year, and I was able to join the Patreon at last and start giving back to you guys in some way, but just wanted to let you guys know you are loved and appreciated so much.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch lich of scarlet miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIMS subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Allie S. says, this was the first podcast I found on my own, and boy howdy, I feel in love. I don't remember how I found it, but it was fall of 2017 when I started listening. I remember it because there was ads for Hurricane Harvey relief, and I couldn't figure out who the lady talking was.
That was me. That is always a funny thing to happen to folks. Like, who is this?
Yeah, we didn't think that through at first. I started at episode 1 and enjoyed the whole ride. I once had a coworker ask if I was okay and had to tell them I was crying because I was laughing at a podcast. I think it was the okay bye bit, but I'm not sure. You got me through 3 shitty jobs, and I may have listened to the live streams during Tuesday night classes in grad school. This is the podcast that made me get my first set of dice in the Player's Handbook, and it's been the best decision mentally, but maybe the worst financially. Thank you for being awesome, Ali Sheher, a.k.a. Boredom, in the Twitch chat. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, to another 9 years, just keep it up. You guys are doing great.
Hi, guys. It's Doug Carlson, the creator of Lore Wars. In the last 3 or 4 years, we've been binge listening to your show, and it's always been on in our office space and is a huge inspiration in our writing process and turning our college homebrewed tabletop RPG into a published indie RPG that, you know, we listen to in the car while we're driving to stores and pitching our game and such, and you guys are just always on and a good inspiration, and for that we just all wanted to thank you.
Sander, go. Is this?
It's Sander.
Yeah. Okay.
I believe
this
it is our Sander.
Sander who does art. End of an era.
It's our Sander.
I found you guys during my first summer living on my own and ate through the backlog in a couple of months of late night walks when it was too hot to sleep in Providence. Aw. And it stayed a staple of my week for years. I can't thank all of you enough, not just for providing me with years of hilarious, yes. I can't read all of a sudden.
It's hard to read with all the tears and emotions.
Yeah. I'm just actively weeping right now.
Strange. I didn't realize he was from Providence. I wonder if he went to school there.
I wonder.
That's never come up.
I can't thank all of you enough, not just for providing me with years of hilarious, wonderful entertainment, but also for supporting my art, welcoming me into an amazing community, and being the reason I can technically say I've paneled at a convention with the dude who made the Naja doll from What We Do in the Shadows.
You know who that is, right?
That's
Galen.
Yeah, that's Galen.
What? No, I did not know that.
Yeah, Galen. Yeah.
My brain is out of my
really.
I told us I know you for Halloween this year. Fuck.
Maybe like. No way.
I don't know how I missed this piece of information.
He doesn't still have it. I already asked him. He doesn't have it, and he can't make another one.
No, that's fair. Like, I would never think to ask him, but wow.
I mean, I did. I was thinking just now. He messaged me about something, about making
something.
Well,
we were talking about skeletons, right?
Yeah, like,
oh my God. Sorry, Sanders. Sorry, I just did not know that. That is quite a piece of information. Okay. I cannot wait to meet some new level 1 babies and fall in love all over again. Jay Ludra for life. Long live King Harper. This next part is all one big word. Ludra will always have a beautiful feminine beard in my mind, and there's nothing you can do about it. Love y'all. See you next week. You know what? That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Thank you for an amazing podcast. If I can single out one moment, the Okay Bye episode,
absolutely killed me. Oh my God, so funny. Also, I listen to your podcast when I am going to sleep at night, and your beautiful voices lull me off to sleep, and then I have very, very, very strange dreams. Keep it up. I love it. Thank you.
I've been listening for years, and you convinced me that I could DM and play D&D, and it wasn't just for, you know, voice actors and people getting a lot of money to do so. I'm so excited for what you guys have next. I'm going to go ahead and start my entire re-listen to get ready. Thanks, y'all.
Well, Sam writes in, "Hi, gang. I am so sad things came to a close last night. I wasn't able to watch, but I was with you in spirit. Y'all have been my companions through so much in the past 5-6 years, and I have had so much fun with the live streams, various shows, and the community that Gapcast has put together. Y'all inspired elements in my own campaign and helped me get back into D&D after getting burned particularly bad by a previous group. I'm so excited to see what's in store for you, and I can't wait to ride along with y'all. Okay, bye."
Yay. Thank you, Sam.
Jennifer, I wanted to say thank you for how you articulate and express and explain yourself, your characters. I really like how you work from a meta to a micro level. I love your word choices. I love your intonation. Your sense of humor. You have a perfect balance of cute and extremely intelligent that I try to echo in my own life, I've recognized. And then Nika, the best decision was to invite you onto this podcast because you have a super sexy voice and you're way awesome. And you have taken me on a ride. I hated Jayla because she was such a little goody two-shoes brat. And then she wouldn't even swing the hammer. And I was so frustrated with her. And then you became Lonnie, and you really showed off how you are so multidimensional. And in general, you have become your best self, and you're stronger, and I can see that you're much more confident, and just bravo, bravo. For the boys, I just want to say you're great. Tim, as a fellow Gemini, I see you, and I love your great to be here. Thanks for everything. I use it when I talk to my classes, my students. Mike and Mike, love your sexual chemistry and sexual tension.
Bethany B. says, "Dear Michael, Tim, Jennifer, Nika, and Bachman, I just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my soul. Thank you.
Whoa.
I'm a few years behind at episode 264, but I started at episode 1 just over a year ago. Does that make me slabbed?"
You're on your way.
Well on your way. Yeah. The five of you have been a great escape from the chaos of the last 18 months. I couldn't have done it without your podcast. We ran a copycat campaign that followed Arc 1, which we started in 2018. 5 players in our DM giving D&D a go for the first time all together. And they are like family now. And I thank you all for that, too. I am now DMing a campaign for 4 boys, with me being the only girl. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
You can do it.
You got this.
Here's to the next adventure, wherever it takes you. Bethany from UK.
Bethany, you can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it. I know it. I've seen it, actually. Got in this. The future.
Got this.
Yeah. I do love hearing people being like, oh, I should DM for my friends. Not just I found a DM, but like, oh,
I'm gonna make my own campaign happen.
I just wanted to say thank you guys for an absolute blast, a beautiful story, and looking forward to campaign 2.
This is Alex, also known as Mr. Red, the wiki editor. I just wanted to let everybody know just how much the show means to me. It really has been a huge part of my life, and I'm sure all of the listeners. And just spending so much time with these characters and in this world has just, it's really changed my life and the direction of my life, and I'm sure everyone's. So I just wanted to say, like, how grateful I am that the show exists, and thank you for being such a steady part of everything. And yeah, I can't wait to see what the future holds. I'll be there right alongside you.
Hello, all. Not sure if this is too late, but wanted to say thank you for all the amazing episodes. This is the first podcast I found when I was itching for a D&D fix. In 2016, I was hooked. You guys helped me get through grueling late-night study sessions while finishing pharmacy school, my first year of postgraduate training. I might stop it at my local hospital, and now second year training with infectious diseases as at my favorite university.
Get out of here,
University of Kansas.
Go Jayhawks!
Go find Jayhawks!
Like, oh, I was like, "What's their mascot? If it's your favorite."
I had to Google it.
It's an imaginary bird. Yep. It's not real.
Nika has feelings because she's from Missouri, and that's, you know.
And I went to University of Missouri. We are fated to be blood feuds forever. Matthew, I appreciate you, but
I didn't know how much there really was like a blood feud between like Missouri and Kansas, and it's very funny.
Yeah.
I really like it, and I want to get in on it, actually.
Yeah, I want to get in on that.
I'm ready to have a nemesis.
Yeah.
That's the whole state.
Yeah, once we get a soccer team, I'm going full.
Oh my god, we have a soccer team. Sporting KC.
I don't give a shit about
it. Oh, it seems like that's too far away.
Yeah, I'm gonna hate them too. Wait, and Kansas City is another Kansas.
No, because
she hates it. I mean, it says Kansas in it.
It says Kansas.
Like, I'm allowed to not like the street we live on, which I won't say, because of the state name. All right. Every episode had me rolling with laughter, and the story has kept me hooked even after all these years. So again, thank you for an amazing first campaign. I can't wait to see what comes next. Thank you, Matthew S. Pharma D.
First of all, I want to say thank you for making such a wonderful podcast. When I first met my husband, he got me to listen, and we've been enjoying the show together for over 7 years now. Before listening, I had been in an art slump and hadn't drawn anything for years. Listening to the show inspired me to draw fan art of your wonderful, quirky characters. That fan art led to other art, and now I make a living teaching kids how to draw in anime style. I would not have the career I do now if not for your podcast. This show has been a comfort when I'm feeling low and a delightful treat when times are good. It's led me to your other wonderful podcasts, like Dear Internet, which I look forward to every week. You are an excellent group of people, and I look forward to listening to you all for many years to come. My Greetings Adventurers fan art account is Lady by Dallas on Twitter if you want to see the fan art I've made over the years. Thanks again, Michael, Tim, Jennifer, Nika, Bachman, and everyone else who makes this show happen.
Louis Cruz from Groton, Connecticut. Just saying thanks. Been great listening to you guys. Helped me through a lot of drive time to work. Hours of boring time. Made so much better thanks to the podcast. Can't wait to see what happens next season.
Next from Nick M. Hey, gang. I kept meaning to leave a nice voicemail or something, but then I kept forgetting, and here we are. Nick, that's my everyday of life. Right? <Yeah. laughs> I've been listening to you all through 3 rentals, 4 jobs, 3 cars, 2 motorcycles, and a truly unknowable amount of hours. Drunks and Dragons has been a source of comfort to me through all kinds of personal turbulence, and it would be difficult to thank you all enough. In addition to getting me through my own personal and professional blunders, you've also been examples of good, kind, and understanding friends, which has benefited me and my friends tremendously. Really, truly, thank you all so much. I'm very excited to see what's in store for Campaign 2. Nick Myers. Thank you, Nick.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Nick.
Number one advice, fight off the podcast. You know, go off air, and that's when you do the best.
That's a veteran piece of advice.
Yeah.
This is Hugo. On Twitter, at your darling son, just in case you didn't know that was me, I am so proud of y'alls for doing this wonderful thing for so extremely fucking long a time. When first I had found you, I was a creature who had fallen from grace many times in the past. I had accepted death, which never came for me. The grim certainty of life's end haunted me, and me alone, or so I thought. But in the unlikely heroes of Greetings Adventurers, then Drunks and Dragons, I found characters like Tom and also the other ones, performers, and friends as well, who... like me, had in their hearts a darkness. It's totally fine. Many times, you know, in the chat we were drunk, but it was only after being too sober for too long in our hearts. Maybe high, but only after being far too low for far too long. Anyway, I'm so happy to be alive with you now in the present. Still, there are people who understand what it is to be serious and why it's important to be silly. I'm really glad that I can be here with you guys in this community. So I hope you keep making podcasts, this one included. Just keep going. Why not?
Jonas says, hey, I love the song that Bachman sang at the episode and where Tom died. You guys got me into D&D and I've used some of the characters' OG names. Thanks, Jonas.
Thanks, Jonas.
I love you. You're the best. I'm so happy for you guys finishing this campaign. It's so amazing. You all are amazing. I love you all so much. I really can't wait to meet you all at a GeeklyCon someday. I'm wishing you all the best and cannot wait for the new adventure.
This is Chase, a.k.a. Ghost Chase Killer on Twitch and Twitter. And I just wanted to say thank you for years of entertainment and enjoyment.
Joseph M. says, hey, it's me, Azazel.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that I love the show. I've been listening for 5 years, so sadly not an OG slabber. That doesn't matter. But I still wear my title on my chest as a slabber. I also got a secret weapon to getting my friends into the show. I tell them about the time you guys managed to put my character in the show without actually knowing that it's Azazel Leviathan. He was my first D&D character, and without knowing that he was a tiefling or bi, you guys managed to get it all right.
Oh, shit!
That is wild coincidence.
That's really cool. I love that. That just means that character exists.
I just think everyone finds tieflings horny. So.
Have you seen their horns?
They have horns, Tim.
They have horns.
I love you guys and hope to hear it on the podcast. Okay, bye. Oh,
they are in the chat. They say Azazel. Azazel.
Azazel.
Nope. Azazel.
Yeah,
Azazel.
I'm sorry.
I feel like that's probably what we did on the episode as well.
It was just
probably
said Azazel a million times. No, I like that Azazel. It's a good name, Azazel.
It's fun to say.
I want to make my character name Azazel. I'm taking
it. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm stealing it. Y'all take our names. I'm taking your names.
What's your favorite character's name? What's up?
Stealing Rosie's.
It's mine now. It's an adoptable.
Hey, this is Cody from Kentucky. I just wanted to say I love you guys and love what you've done with the show. It's been an incredible journey going through you guys with everything. And keep up the great work.
This is Cumbertonian here. I just wanted to say a quick thank you to everyone involved in this show. Michael, Carly, Tim, Jennifer, Nico, Bachman, David, Steph. I have found a great source of inspiration from all of you. I found y'all when I was in a weird place in my life and I hadn't played D&D in probably over 15 years and started your show about halfway through it from the beginning. And when I got caught up, I decided to start in on the Patreon, and that was when you were giving dice away to Patreon patrons, and I said if I won some dice, I was going to start my own D&D campaign, and the first time I joined the Twitch, I won the dice, so I started my own D&D campaign with some friends, and I just wanted to thank you all for being awesome and doing what you do, and love y'all.
Anthony Hackett says, you guys have been so great for me. Listening to you guys made me pick up D&D full force again, which has helped me make friends I wouldn't all otherwise and strengthen friendships existing. You have made me laugh on days I wasn't sure I could smile. You've gotten me through hard times and made good times great. Thank you for all the laughs and the tears. I can't wait for the next campaign. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say thank you guys for the years of entertainment. I've been listening since I was in college, and now I listen to you on my commutes on the way to work, and it's just been awesome following you guys from the beginning. I do want to say my favorite joke, which took years to come by, was whenever you guys rolled the dice, you always say, I got a 4, I got a 16, I got a 3, and I was waiting for the day someone did the Charlie Brown with the I got a rock. I'm pretty sure it was Jennifer who said it, and it made my year. I was so happy for that joke, because I said it all the time. Anyway, thank you guys for an awesome campaign. It inspired me to start playing D&D again with my friends, and I'm excited for the next campaign.
Frank says, wish I found the podcast sooner, but I'm loving it now. Hey, the first best time to listen is yesterday, and the second best time is right now.
So true.
I guess the first best time would be 9 years ago. Yeah. But you know how the saying is. Shared with my oldest, and she joined a D&D club at her high school that she can get some experience and will be leading a family campaign with me and her brother soon. I love that. I love family campaigns.
Yeah.
That is like, I remember someone like running a campaign for his like two like young daughters, or maybe like one young daughter. And I was like, I am going to cry. This is the cutest shit in the world.
This is Azel Leviathan, and I just wanted to say I've loved this show for so goddamn long, like 5-6 years, and I try to spread you guys constantly. I love you guys. You guys got me through a lot of really tough and boring times, and always, always, always made me laugh. I also always try to get people to listen to your podcast by telling them, hey, my name is Azel Leviathan, got put in the show. Like, you guys should totally go fucking pay attention and like listen to it. But then I throw in that it's around episode 320. So I love you guys.
Taylor says, I've been listening for a while now, caught up about a year back, and I loved every minute of it. You guys have been my go-to for media all the time, and it's been great. I've never listened to D&D before, but you guys have made it such an enjoyable experience. By far, my favorite aspect of the podcast is your friendship, humor, and storytelling skills. I hope you guys will keep having fun and sharing it with us. Bring back Bananas Foster, we will not. And much love from the New Zealand, Taylor.
Wow. A lot of New Zealand.
You guys could have Bananas Foster in New Zealand. See how you'll be talking there.
See how New Zealand likes it.
Just wanted to call, say I love the podcast. Hope you guys are doing great. Happy 9 years. Great first campaign.
Thanks for being with me through the good times and the bad times. Love you all and can't wait to see what's next.
Eric G says, greetings, adventurers. I just wanted to drop a quick note to thank you all for the years of entertainment. I started listening back in 2017 when I was first starting to get interested in D&D. I binge listened to all of the episodes starting from episode 1 in less than 3 months and quickly caught up. I listened originally to learn how to play D&D. While that didn't happen as intended, wink, wink, I did find one of the most entertaining podcasts that I've continued to follow weekly since that time. You're one of the best live D&D podcasts out there and the first one I recommend to people when they're looking for suggestions. Thanks for all you do, Eric G. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
That was very nice.
Hey there. You guys have been super lovely throughout the entire campaign. I've been a fan. I started at the Tortellini Brothers, I believe it was, and have loved the series ever since. After catching up, I went back to the beginning and re-listened up to really catch up on everything. It was just a wonderful experience throughout the entire time listening, and you guys have kept me occupied on my long car drives for work and whatnot. So just got to say, love all the work. You guys inspired so many people and even started me on my own campaign that I'm working on right now. So very much appreciate all the love and care that went into the project, and hope the next one, or I guess I know the next one's going to be amazing. So
Adam M says, this has been bothering me for years. Please ask Michael. When the gang meets Jet's father, Brett, episode 219, they learn that Nerevian goo boys get less and less gooey as they age until they eventually solidify. If they get more and more solid as they age, that would mean that when they are younger, they would be more and more liquid. The episode prior to 218, they fight a water elemental that was in an aquarium. Could this have been a baby? Perhaps even Jet's baby.
Love his boy. His boy.
His baby boy.
Damn. After all these years, somebody finally picked up on it. No, that's not true.
You should say yes.
Yes, and you're monsters for killing that baby.
It would probably be the first one, but it would not be the last one.
True.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Amara the Paladin.
And Kenji the Warlock. We want to thank you guys for 8+ years of amazing adventures. And you inspired us to start our own adventure less than 2 months ago. We love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Teddy Y says, good day, mates. I started playing D&D when 5th edition first came out, and I decided to look for a podcast that could help me get a sense of the game and satisfy the cravings between sessions. This podcast has been a constant source of joy and comfort since then. I've borrowed things from the podcast from my own games, a blood drinker here, a dark past there. I've played games with Geeklies Online, met up with some in real life, and I started watching anime, yes! But the thing I'm most grateful for is how much of yourselves you've brought these past 9 years. To let me share in your fun, your highs and lows, momentous life moments, has been a great privilege. Congratulations on this huge achievement. I can't wait to see what's in store. I love you all. Thank you for everything. From Teddy at Cyclops. And Teddy, you ding online. Thank you so much, Teddy.
Thank you.
Teddy's cool.
I love Teddy. Teddy's cool. Awesome.
Isn't he a
puppeteer?
Puppeteer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love puppets.
See, again, another really cool person.
Yeah, like, I feel like we have, like, interesting listeners.
Speaking of interesting listeners, here's one from Jan. Hello there. Oh, that's Russian. Okay, wait. Hello there. I hope this email isn't too late and you're still accepting incoming messages. Meant to do this days ago. This is so bad. This accent is so bad.
No, it's perfect. But
it's
perfect.
No, oh, it's her, like Wisconsin. Days ago.
If this ends up on the episode, I want whoever. Why is this to me?
I want to laugh
at me. Just go straight to chocolate.
Just German in like Transylvania.
I was a German minor, and now I don't know what a German accent is.
Guten Maza, I want the sausages. Maza, I want Mama, I want the sausages. If this ends up in the episode, I want whoever is reading this to do in the most obnoxious German accent possible, please. I would have loved to leave a voicemail, but I don't even know if that's possible from Germany.
You're doing great.
Very happy to have been on this ride with you from the very beginning. I cannot believe I was still in high school. Jan is such a baby. When I was first started listening, thank you for not only creating this wonderful podcast, but for creating such a wonderful, vibrant community. Your podcast has significantly changed my life for the better. I cannot wait to see what you have in store for the future. Hope to keep you at GeeklyCon 2022. Keep it easy, Jan.
In my mind, Nika became a German vampire.
Yeah. I think that was more off stream.
I like it. That I like
perfect.
It.
I'm considering the ultimate challenge for our next little campaign where I'm going to do an Australian accent.
I can't do those.
Oh, you got to listen to some that one Australian true crime podcast. Oh, the one dude.
Case Files.
Yeah, you gotta listen to Case File to get your Australian. God. They're Dean.
It's
Dean instead of Teen.
It's the accent that I always like swerve off. I think I can do it, and then I swerve off into like gone. Seven it's other hard. Accents. I'm gonna try though, I think. Or not. Maybe I won't.
Greetings, Michael, Tim, Jennifer, Bachman, and Nika. Your podcast has kept me company through lots of long, boring days. When I was looking years ago, yours was the first D&D podcast that I found with a female player. And that meant a lot to me. I was thrilled when Nika joined too. Together, you all make a fantastic storytelling crew. I love your tangents and jokes. It makes me feel like I'm hanging out with friends. A big thank you to David and past editors for making this podcast pleasantly listenable. You're incredibly important. Thanks to the Twitch chat too. Your antics make me smile. Thank you all for making this show for 9 whole years. I'm so excited for what comes next. Love from Kat.
Samantha something. Says, greetings from Minnesota. I'm a long time listener, but I'm late to the party. I've been catching up on the backlog, but I'm still only about halfway through. There's still one of the slabbers being played. Oh, the original guys. Yeah, well, one of the slabbers
right.
made it all the way to the end.
That's right.
I saw in the latest posted episode that it will be the conclusion of the campaign. I wanted to write in and express my sincere gratitude for the amazing story. Tearful character departures, and truly countless amounts of laughter you have given us. You have helped me through everything from mind-numbingly slow work time to the stress and anxiety of the pandemic. To say thank you doesn't seem like strong enough words, but it is truly how I feel. Thank you always for this amazing podcast, Samantha.
Thank
so
you.
Nice.
Hi, my name's David. I've been playing Dungeons & Dragons since 1991. I've been DMing almost as long. And I can say listening to your podcast over the last 2 or 3 years has changed the way I DM. I will never run skill challenges the same again as a result of your podcast. I know that implementing skills has always been difficult in my game. And another way that my DMing style has changed is I focus more on relationships than the bigger picture, the politics and the balance of power. And so I'm still a big picture guy, but I can focus more on the little picture as a result. And so as one geek to another, I just wish you all to stay geeky, and I will keep in touch with the podcast.
Griffinfire says, "Dear Michael, Tim, Jennifer, Bachman, and Anika, thank you for 9 years of making me laugh and occasionally cry, and sometimes both simultaneously. You've inspired my love of D&D and other RPGs, and it's amazing to see what a wide variety of stories can be told through this medium. I haven't yet actually played in a game myself, but I do have a beautiful dice collection and lots of character ideas."
That's what's important.
I know.
You need it.
"I've loved the stories and characters of your first campaign, and I can't wait to see what comes next. Okay, bye. Love, Griff."
Griff, we've gotten to meet you several times at various PAXs and such, and it's always really nice to get to chat with you.
Yeah, it's always like, well, I know at least one person.
Yes,
will come. I don't have the fear that, like, oh, no one will be there. We're like, we know at least one. It's gonna be us. Griffinfire will be there.
And they're holding it down in the chat too. Yeah. So
that's right.
Very much appreciate you, Griffinfire.
They watch the other show I'm on, the crit.
Oh, nice.
The crit show. They're in the chat. I'm like, check it out. Supporting us all the ways. Really appreciate it.
So guys, this is our last one in the doc.
Yeah,
so
if yours didn't get read. There's only so much time.
And
I mean that in every way that could be meant.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take it out on this one.
Devin. I just came up with my character's name.
Oh, yeah? You better write it down right now. Yeah.
Send it to the chat. Send it to the chat. Is it Griffin?
I just wanted to say, guys, congratulations on 9 years of podcasting and 9 years of creating something that has unequivocally brought so much joy and happiness into my life, something that has put me in touch with so many people that I consider to be really, really close and dear friends, something that has inspired me creatively, something that has inspired me on a personal level, and something that has, not to, you know, be dramatic about it or anything, but something that has genuinely changed my life for the better. I could not be more happy with what you guys have done. And I think that you should be incredibly proud of yourselves, because I know that we all are.
Devin G says, "Greetings, adventurers. Congratulations on getting to the end of the first campaign. 9 years of D&D is no easy feat, let alone doing it in podcast form. This show has been such a constant in my life, through hard times, great times, and many milestones in between. Getting married, buying a house, leaving a bad job for a better one." Who are you, me? even becoming a parent. Okay, it's not me. "These are all milestones I've hit while listening to the show and being able to listen to you all grow and evolve as players and people and experience these milestones as well has firmly cemented the podcast as an integral part of my life, as I'm sure it has many others. The show has inspired me to be my most creative, and many a side project has been started as a result of being a listener. From running my own games to making my own dice." Oh, that's awesome.
Cool.
"I owe it all to the joy the show has brought. I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you all for taking this journey and allowing me and so many others like me to travel alongside you. Congratulations again, and I can't wait to see where Campaign 2 takes us. Keep it dicey, your friend Devin. P.S. We all know Bananas will be back for his redemption arc." Yeah. I respect it. I respect it.
Yeah. Ha ha ha. Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely. That'll happen. Definitely. That'll happen.
I just want to say you guys are awesome. And I've missed GeeklyCon these last couple of years, but I'm happy to get back to it next year. And I can't believe how far we've all come. Can't wait for the next campaign.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That was the hardest thing I've ever done, because you all said so many nice things, and I don't like to deal with compliments or emotions.
Get over it.
Get over it.
You're a good D&D player.
No. We definitely wanted. Important, since you all have been such a important part of this journey. You know, we joke about it, of like how we literally wouldn't be here without all of you, and that's just true. Like, we love each other very much. But there's 1,000 things that I love to do and don't do anymore because of, you know, time and things like that.
Yeah, you got to make priorities. And so it's like, well, when you're doing a thing that other people are like waiting on you for, you're going to do it. So it does kind of help us. I mean, it's extremely helps us prioritize doing it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely. And I love the chat for coming out every Tuesday at 8 p.m.
What?
Exactly.
Yeah.
8:30, 8:42 p.m. Eastern on twitch.tv/geeklyinc. You all are the best. And I don't even know what to say after all this time.
Do we like end it like normal or?
Yeah.
I mean, it is until next week. We're going to be back.
That's
so.
True.
Right.
That's true.
The other ones we kind of kicked the can down the road, but this one is like the end of campaign one. This is the
last episode. I say still until next week.
It's true. We will be next week.
We're going right into it. Continuity, baby. We're keeping it rolling.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. We will be back next week. We're going to have a guest DM for a few weeks. And I'm super psyched. I get to play a character. I'm going to be a crusty old dwarf hippie. So
fun.
Maybe speaks in an Australian accent. We'll see.
Hey, in our DM for the next chunk of episodes, Fred is great.
Yeah.
You will love him. If you've not heard Fred before, well, he's been on the show before. He's been on a few episodes. Mm-hmm. But if you forget, you're going to love him. You're going to love him.
I guarantee it. He was on the Gramp, is that it?
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yep. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast, and on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheat.
I'm at Nika_Howard. I'm at the Mike Bar. I'm at the Mike Bar. I'm a big fan. After listening to this episode of Greetings Adventures, head on over to geeklyinc.com where you can find thrilling and entertaining podcasts. If you are needing a fan art fix, why don't you check out #drunksanddoodles for fan art that rolls a nat 20. And if you love all of the work that goes into the show, you'll want to make sure to follow our editor, David, on Twitter at SpudCam. After you finished appreciating each and every one of you listeners, we love you so much. Head on over to wherever you to listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey.
Okay, bye.
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 77777. Okay, bye.
Hello.
Hey, I got the wrong number. I'll have to call. Yeah, I got the wrong number. All right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.